Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are officially off of our little two-week hiatus, and I'm just gonna say what needs to be said.
The Kansas Breaks City were Chiefs, needed.
Breaks the Kansas City Chiefs needed. Did not. We did not three-peat.
And God bless.
Jody and I needed a little bit of a break after that Super Bowl heartbreak. So we took 2 weeks off, but we're back. We're ready. We're excited to dive into everything with you guys, especially with the off season. I think there's a lot of exciting stuff to talk about, even though the Super Bowl may not have gone as we had hoped. So, but that's such as life. There's nothing we could do from the couch. So, you know, I did all I could.
I'm just leaving it at that.
What'd you say?
I'm going to wait till the next segment.
We'll wait till the next segment. We're going to dive into it very briefly with you guys because just it needs to be talked about.
But, okay, Breezy.
I just saw that. No,
Breezy. This is a non-cursing show.
Not how we need to start out, okay? But
group chat with him and he's been giving me hell. I just want to say
honestly, Eagles fans have been it's been a mess, but
it's giving it, intro us.
Anyway, so let's just dive into the show because we have a lot to get into with you guys tonight. There is a lot going on in the NFL offseason. We lost the Super Bowl. It is what it is. We'll dive into that a little bit with you guys. We want to get into the lengthy list of Chiefs free agents coming up this 2025 offseason, as well as Travis Kelce retirement rumors and where that kind of stands as of today. We want to talk about the Trey Smith extension and that possibility.
Get into it. They'll see.
And I mean, yeah. And
we got some cool stuff, y'all.
Our quarterback got rid of his iconic hair. So we have, I mean, there's just a lot going on. Anyways, I'm your host, Lexi.
Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm Jody. I literally just walked in the house at 6:55.
So we're just driving in.
That's where we're at. So, yes, as Lexi said, first of all, shout out to y'all. I know we haven't been here in a long time. Don't forget I left every single group chat, so I couldn't DM this. But
I did DM it.
Oh, like, my bad. I left everybody. The break is real, y'all. It's a real break. But we cannot be naive and not talk about the Chiefs, right? We cannot not talk about the Super Bowl. And I know that y'all have been hearing about the Super Bowl for the last 2 weeks. So we're not going to really dive into it like a lot. But I think, you know, it was a blowout. It was disappointing. They got their asses whooped. Luckily, we're in the week of the combine, which means we have the opportunity to fix it. The one thing about the Chiefs always playing football is they never get off for long, because I feel like me and Lexi were literally just talking and I'm like, the Super Bowl was only 2 weeks ago.
I was like, it feels like it was 3 months ago.
It was only 2 weeks ago. It feels like it was forever ago. We're already going into the combine this week, which is actually really exciting. We're going to talk a little bit about that too, but I mean, with the Super Bowl, like, here are my quick takes. Like, these dudes, they knew they were going after history. They knew that they had the chance to do a three-peat. I feel like they were super relaxed going into this game. That doesn't mean that I don't think that the game plan wasn't right. I do think that they did come up with a game plan. It just wasn't the right game plan. I think I yelled for the first like 10 minutes about how Isaiah Pacheco like barely had the ball. I think on the first eight plays, he only had one running play.
I mean, it just
Kareem Hunt. So, I mean, like, I'm not sure what the actual game plan was going into this game. The left tackle situation was a hot ass mess. And the thing is that this team, they're a team of champions. So they should have been overly prepared for this game. We've already beat the Eagles. Like, it ain't like we've already beat them. So giving them the two-piece should have happened. Now, I will say there's nobody that can name a team that has went to the Super Bowl and won three straight times in a row. So that's like what I've been telling all of my Eagles friends. I'm like, I love that you guys won this and I want you to enjoy this moment because where it is a great moment, do not talk to me until you're in your third Super Bowl in a row consistently. So enjoy the moment. I'm very happy for y'all. Y'all get to come to Arrowhead next year. We can't wait to see y'all. We know that we're going to be back in the Super Bowl next year. Hopefully the Eagles can be there with the NFC because it is going to be a time in the NFC next year. But, I mean, there's not really much to talk about. The defense was good, but they couldn't get the hell off the field, which made them tired, which is why they were getting ran. The offense could not convert. No conversions, no first downs, no running the ball, no nothing. So
nothing. Literally
nothing. And so Andy finally talked about it today, him and Brett Veach, for the first time in 2 weeks. If Andy Reid didn't have to talk, I didn't have to talk. That's how I'm going to look at it, right?
So no, Andy that's Reid's
words today, so I'm saying words.
That's literally how we viewed the last 2 weeks is we're like, you know what? If they don't have to talk, we don't have to talk. But you know what? I want to let a little bit of steam off my chest just really quickly about all of this. So I think the Super Bowl week leading up to the actual game is crazy. And these guys, as we've said before, is they have a routine. The guys that have been here, they have a routine for it, which is crazy to even say and such a blessed position to even be in that they have a Super Bowl routine. Mm-hmm. I think now it was revealed today and someone commented this earlier in our stream here. It was revealed today that Travis Kelce actually had an illness in the Super Bowl. And I think maybe that went around the locker room a little bit because it was going around the Eagles locker room. And I'm not saying that as an excuse in any way. But that does add some interest to how everything went down. But I think the hecticness of three Super Bowls in a row, I think genuinely got to them. I think it got in their brains. I just think it ended up being too much. And I understand Patrick Mahomes is a lot of times superhuman and he has this way of working his brain and getting over those things and getting over the pressure. And he like actually thrives under pressure. And I think we just saw the human element of it just being a little bit too much for the moment.
I don't know if it was mentioned.
Let me finish. I don't think
it was too much. I think they
have. I think that was a little bit of it, but I think genuinely, like you just said a little bit ago, genuinely, I still don't know what our game plan was. And that's really, really, really disappointing to say 2 weeks after the Super Bowl because our defense had a good game plan, right? Spags had a good plan. We really did stop Saquon Barkley. We held their run game pretty well. I mean, we struggled a little bit with their wide receivers, but like you said, we didn't get them off the field at all. Like, our offense could barely get a first down at all. Our O-line was the biggest problem. We had a left guard at left tackle, which was exposed. We had a subpar left guard or guard at left guard in Mike Caliendo, and we knew that was going to be a struggle. We didn't know it was going to be this bad. The Eagles didn't even have to blitz us. They didn't even have to blitz. They got that much pressure with four guys against five men on our O-line. And they sacked Patrick six times. I mean, everyone looked like it. There was no flow. There was no momentum. There was no nothing. Like, it was the worst game plan I've ever seen. There was no adjusting on any front. Like, it made no sense. I don't know why at halftime. I don't know how at halftime you go in with 0 points and say, oh, we don't need to do anything different. we don't need to change anything up. Like, oh, we got,
I think they tried to. And I think by the time
I'm talking about the O-line though. Like, we didn't try to put DJ Humphries in and put Tooney back at left guard.
They should have made that adjustment during the Texans. Like, to try to go into the Super Bowl and be like, but, oh, let's make this adjustment. No, they should have did one. Your interior offensive line, they're all pros, and you decide to go against the Texans, who are just an okay football team. Yes, of course they're going to look good against them. And then you go into the next week against the Bills, where you did see a little bit of a challenge. You saw it in that game. It just wasn't nearly as aggressive, and they didn't make the switch then. They decided to still stick with it. That is, like, you got to question the coaching at that point, because you could – what you should have done was make that adjustment going into the preseason, going into the postseason. You should have made that adjustment going against the Texans game and put DJ Humphries out there. And then if you didn't like what you seen, then you can switch back to Tooney and put him there. But it's like the fact that they were like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Hey, you're going to do what you want to do. Like, I get that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But being able to see in the first, not even first quarter, the first two drives of the game, what that looked like, and your chip help's not helping and your running game is non-existent, that's bad coaching on all fronts. That's Andy, that's Nagy, that's everybody. So
everyone.
They just won't have to hold this L, and they should feel really embarrassed about it. And I plan on talking a lot about how embarrassing it was until week one of the NFL season for this year.
So. It just, there's no getting around that. It was completely embarrassing. It was completely unacceptable. This team should have been way more prepared. There was no reason for us to go out there and look like that. I understand if the Eagles thought they could have a dominant game. There's no reason we should have had 0 points in.
Now, I will say this. Like, one thing that I kind of laughed about, I hate to say this because I don't want to say this, but it gave very much like, it's just another football game. Like,
yes. And that's
only prepared for this. We've been here before. Like, this is new for y'all. This ain't new for us. And that was very much the energy that it gave. And I was like, okay, y'all. Like, Patrick Mahomes was yawning on the sidelines before kickoff. Did anybody else see that? Because I saw that and I was like,
oh, yeah.
Tired? Surely you're not tired.
You know,
can I say something? You know why you're yawning right now at 4:30 p.m.
Can I say something? When I saw Chris Jones fake his tears and wipe his fake tears with the Kleenex, I knew it was over. I knew we weren't. I knew deep down.
I told you how I felt about this game when they landed on Monday and the pilot didn't wave the flag. I said, oh, we might lose this week. When the pilot didn't wave the flag when we landed second, I was like, because as a Super Bowl users, I mean, as we're used to, every time we land, the pilot waves the flag. And this was the one time he didn't wave the flag. And I was like, oh, shit. That ain't good. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. But anyway, I don't have much more to say.
No, but here's the thing. I'll say to Breezy, who's on here, who's an Eagles fan, we do have accountability. I don't know if any other Eagles fans are listening, but we will say, there's no sugarcoating it. It was a beat down from top to bottom, special teams, offense, defense. There was nothing good. Even our punter, Matt Ariza, who I love, like, even he couldn't, I mean, it was just like nothing was going our way, like nothing. So in that type of game, I mean, we had a few good things happen at the end, but that's garbage time. And we know that's garbage time. And that's pretty much all you can say. It is what it is. The Chiefs didn't show up. The Eagles did. The Eagles wanted it more and they won. And so good for them. All props to them. Their defense is insane.
I laugh at like their unlimited pocketbook. Like, I'm like, how y'all got so much money? Like, I still fully believe that Brett Veach is the best GM in the NFL. And I'm like, I will say this. This is how you can tell the difference between a bigger city and a smaller city. Kansas City is still a small city. And I know a lot of people don't realize that because all you do is see us on TV now between the Chiefs, between KU, between the Royals. Like, you see us on TV nonstop now, so you assume that we're a big city, and we're really not. Philadelphia is a major city. And
Philadelphia is like three times the size we are.
Exactly. Like, their parade had like 6 million people. Our had like 2 because just the population. But
that's the population. Like, yeah, that's, just, like,
that's just the population. So when you think about like cash inflow and cash flow that's coming through your stadium year after year, like, yeah. So I'm like, how do Eagles have so much cash on hand? And it's definitely like that. Like, just the amount of people that they have in their city that are funding, like, all the things that are happening, all the things that they're able to do in their stadium that we necessarily can't do, that's going to continue to bring, like, that cash flow in. Like, Beyonce's always going to go to Philadelphia. She's going to come to Beyonce. She's going to come to Kansas City once every 6 years. You know what I'm saying? So that money that you see coming in, it ain't the same. It ain't the same. Anyway.
Yeah.
So no, that's I mean, just it's my thought about that. But we got to get into a brand sponsor because we missed it.
Yeah, that's our Super Bowl recap. There's not much to say. It was a beatdown, and Eagles, enjoy your win because you deserved it. You deserved it over us. I mean, there's nothing else to say. We're moving on. So,
I said my congratulations 2 weeks ago. I ain't got no more of them in me.
Yeah, that's all I got in me. So until then, we'll see y'all next season at Arrowhead. That's
around you.
I do.
Shout out to one of our very favorite brand partnerships that we have here in Kansas City. We love supporting local brands. Not only do we love supporting local, but we love supporting women that are local in Kansas City. Pink Lips Cosmetics is one of our favorite brands that we have here in the city. Not only can you go there and get the best lip product, she sells everything. So foundation, cleansing powder, like even like brushes, eyebrow pencils, concealer, like powder, everything that you can think of.
Vitamin C lip balm, like,
yes,
everything
for all skin types too. I'm so boring. Not just necessarily for all skin types, ranging from Lexi to me to even darker to even lighter. So we love Pink Lips. Right now, if you shop with them, you can use our promo code and get 15% off. She has so many great things on there. And I know that you guys are rocking with us all holiday season. She had tons of promotions, like from Black Friday all the way through the Super Bowl, just specifically for just like holiday promotion and Chiefs. But we love her as we're getting ready to go into spring. It's finally warming up in Kansas City. She has so many just like good, vibrant, fun colors too that you can play with. So if you have not went to her website, check it out. PinkLipsCosmetic.com and use promo code Kingdom Queen and get 15% off. She is also
KQ15. I was going to say KQ15 is the actual promo code, but today I am wearing the shade called Lady Boss. So just want to put that out there, but I absolutely love it. And then I topped it off with just my own little lip oil, but
yeah, I have phenomenal. Like Vaseline on, y'all. Just get out the car at 6:55.
You know, I love to put my lips on for the show. So
I ran in and grabbed a quirk and came and turned my laptop on. That's how my day been going. Like, that's how my day been going.
Understandable.
Yeah, let's go ahead and kind of just get into some Chiefs updates today. So as you guys know, what's today? Today's Tuesday. So yesterday was the first day of the combine. A lot of the college collegiate players started arriving in Indianapolis. There was also all of the coaches and scouts and everybody and their mama from every single NFL team. They started arriving in Indianapolis as of yesterday. And like me and Lexi said, we finally got a moment to listen to Brett Veach and Andy Reid. We haven't heard from either of them since the Super Bowl. If you guys have been paying attention, they did speak. After there was no media availability after the Super Bowl, we didn't hear anything. Okay, so today is the first day that we finally heard.
Can I add to that? I said it was like it was like going through a breakup and then just getting left on red.
Yo, let's talk about being left on red. You know what? Almost the same amount of days too. If we're gonna go there. No, but we literally haven't heard anything from anybody, like no one.
And
if you know the media and you know Chiefs Kingdom, but really if you just know the media, you know that they have been creating all type of stories out there of just anything that you could possibly think of about the Kansas City Chiefs. So Let's kind of get into it. Do you want to talk about Andy or do you want to talk about Veach? Because you can take one and I'll take the other. You can talk about Andy.
I was going to say, I'll talk about Andy. He didn't give us a whole lot because that's just how Andy Reid is. And I will say, you know, we waited 2 weeks for this press conference to even happen, which felt like 2 months. And, you know, the NFL is a multi-billion dollar company, and we couldn't even get a good live stream of his press conference today from the Combine. So it was muted for like the first 2 minutes. Then it was like very spotty, and then it froze at the end. So,
oh, wow.
But what I gathered from Andy Reid, a lot of the same stuff. I mean, he took accountability for everything that happened. You know, he said, obviously, we could have coached better. Bad day to have a bad day. Yada, yada, yada. He did say too, like on the drive with Carrington Harrison today, he said, he's like, you know, you gotta talk to these guys after, and it's, you can't hang your head on it for too long. You can be upset for a few days and then you have to just move on from it. Like, everyone could have played better. Everyone could have coached better. It could have been done better from top to bottom. And that's really all you can take from it.
That, like 3 days after the game, I needed Andy to tell me.
Right.
That.
I know. I needed a, yeah.
The day y'all took that season ticket holder payment, I needed to hear a voice note from Andy Reid at the same time.
But that's what I will say, what kind of instilled some confidence in me, and this is like so should be expected from him, but like it's nice to hear it from his mouth, from his lips, whatever you want to say. It's nice to hear that he said, he's like, you know what? He's like, once you're at that level and you feel that level of defeat at in such a disappointing way, he's like, you want to get back there so badly the next year. Like, he's like, this group of guys, they're going to want, it's going to be a vengeance. Like, it's going to be, these guys want it so bad this next year. He wants it so bad. Like, you can just tell it left a really, really sour taste in their mouths.
Well, they didn't lose by one or three. They got their ass whooped.
I mean, that's what, you know, made me so sad as I was like doing the outline for today's show. And I was reading back to our outline previewing the Super Bowl. And we thought it was going to be a great game. We're like, ooh, who's going to make a difference in this? Who's going to do this? And it's like, no, like nothing. No one did anything to make any difference. Like it just was bad from top to bottom.
Yeah, I'm not talking about it.
But so Andy Reid, I mean, he didn't speak on it too much. He's like, you got to just move on from it. We're in a new season now, and all you can do is aim to get back there, and that's what everyone wants. And I mean, that's like basically what he said. So, and he just, you know, he told all the guys, he's like, go relax, take a vacation, like,
literally, y'all got more than enough money.
Like, yeah.
So I will say, like, I did. I did enjoy like hearing Andy, and because finally, and if you guys have been Chiefs fans for a long time, since Andy's been here, at least, you know that he doesn't give you much at all. But to kind of hear him just be like, and like, we know we fucked up.
Yeah.
We know we effed up.
You already said it.
We held ourselves accountable. We know where we messed up. We know what we need to do better. We know how we need to fix it. And at this point, if I ain't stressed, you ain't stressed. And I was telling Lexi right before we hopped on here, I was like, well, damn, if Andy ain't sad, why am I over here sad? So I decided I'm no longer, actually, one of my good friends told me the other day that I no longer get to be mad at the Chiefs. And I was like, fine, whatever. I won't be mad. But I mean, even Brett Veach today. So I had to, like, I had a moment in my day where I could go back and kind of listen to Brett Veach. And I think, like, the conversation from him was, like, really good. So, like, where Lexi said, like, they told everybody, like, y'all need a break. Leave. Like, you know how they be like, 1, 2, 3, Cancun? 1, 2, 3, Greece. Like, leave. Go do something, like, fun. And, like,
I actually think George Karloftis is in, like, South Korea or something crazy.
Like, literally, I've been looking at their stories, like, huh. Like, okay. But I would absolutely plan like a month trip after a win or a
absolutely
loss, so it doesn't matter. But I will say, like, listening to Brett Veach today, like, one of the very things that, like, I genuinely loved was, of course, like, everybody asked them all like the Travis Kelce questions, and the one thing that he said was, he was like, I don't understand how there was a rumor about him having a date that he needs to tell us if he's gonna play football. Like, no, he's a vet. and he can take his time and relax and go do what he needs to do. And where he's ready to make that decision, he will. You know what I mean? So, like, I appreciate Veach saying that. And I will say, like, something else Veach said that made me very happy was it really sounds like they want Hollywood Brown to come back this next season. So I was just that is great to hear, because we already know, like, there's going to be things in, and we're going to get into, like, the free agency list and the one-year deals list here in a little bit, but there's a lot of guys not necessarily supposed to come back next year. So to hear that Hollywood Brown is someone who they're like, yeah, we want this guy to come back, that made me very happy too. And then, you know, Veach just kind of addressed, like, you know, he's excited to be at the combine. Like, he kind of talked about what the priorities was, and something else that he said, which I know we're going to talk a little bit about the combine, but it really sounds like they do want to go out and get a running back, which is a priority this year. Yeah. Like, they need to get a priority. So, like, just some of the quick things, like, I took away from Veach was, like, I don't know who said Travis got a deadline. We want Hollywood Brown back. We know we want to get Trey Smith pay. He's the top of the priority list. And we know that we need to probably go out and get a running back. So those were just some of the quick things I took away from Veach. And I was like, bless. I'm glad we're on the same page with everything.
It was interesting, too, how he said, like, the impact that Derrick Henry had and Saquon Barkley. He's like, that definitely makes a difference. Which the running back market has been a freaking roller coaster for the past, like, few years. It's like, are they worth paying? Are they not worth paying? I think this season you see they were worth paying.
We cannot act like last year nobody did not want to pay any of these dudes. Him, Josh Jacobs, even though he was on the Packers and they had their issues with Jordan Love and his injuries, like, he still made a big impact on that team this year. So, I mean, and honestly though, like, if we're going to have a realistic conversation, would we feel this way if Isaiah Pacheco didn't get hurt and miss so many games? We probably wouldn't. Like, we know that his vision has been something that's been an issue for us for years, but he's also a two-time Super Bowl champion. So,
and he's also been, like, totally fine. I just think he lost a little bit of that. He just, well, okay, and we can't even.
Well, and Kareem Hunt. I mean, Kareem Hunt. The other one. CEH.
CEH. Well.
Like, I don't know if they were necessarily anticipating him not playing a single snap all year and then getting traded to the Saints. So,
yeah, that too. I just feel like Pacheco, I think he's going to be good next season. I think he's going to be like a man on a mission with something to prove. Because he's got to see the doubt. I mean, they all will be, but, like, he's seen the doubt specifically on him from Chiefs fans. Like, it's been a lot and it's been heavy on him. I just think last season came with so much expectation. I feel like this season's going to be so nice for a fresh start. I feel like Pacheco, you know, he's going to be on his contract year. I think he's going to put up a good fight. I just think we need a really good 1-2 punch with him. So whether that be in the draft or whether that be we pay a running back, I don't know what direction Veach is going to go with that. I would love to see us bring back either Kareem Hunt or Samaje Perine. I think both of them were really good on our offense.
I would love to Kareem Hunt come back, actually.
But still, I think you still need, like, another one more guy.
No, I want him, and I'll talk about this when we talk about the draft, but if we're going to go out and get somebody in the draft at a running back, whether it's in the fifth or the sixth round, and you can have Kareem Hunt there to be, like, that veteran leadership, kind of like DeAndre Hopkins was this year for the receivers, I'm never going to be mad at that. If you want to bring him in for one more year to let him kind of, like, help these guys, like, learn how to, like, turn it on, turn it off, accelerate, not accelerate, how to see holes, not see, like, yes. Because you see what the impact was immediately on Xavier Worthy as soon as DeAndre Hopkins walked into the room. So I definitely will never be mad if he came back.
What is this? Okay, wait. There's, like, a big, like, I'm being messaged. There's a big storyline going on right now. Tom Pelissero just tweeted out. He chatted with Brett Veach today and said Travis Kelce was battling a pretty big illness before the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, I left every single Chiefs group chat, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So this is what's going around right now, is Tom Pelissero just tweeted that out. He chatted with Brett Veach, and apparently he was dealing with a pretty bad illness. So,
I mean, the flu,
it was going around, but
I don't want to say I had the flu, but I definitely have flu-like symptoms the week after the Super Bowl. So there's been one of my friends.
I mean, it definitely was going around.
Well, one of my really good friends, she's an ER nurse in Boston. She's a ERRN nurse in Boston. And she's like, there's a terrible respiratory something going around. Yeah. And again, like you said it about 20 minutes ago, there were some Eagles players that were battling all week too, who were really sick too. And
yeah, that too.
I mean, there's not enough. Well,
you know, and I feel like they're in like those every day, those press conferences, and there's 50 people right up in your face spitting on you in their microphones.
I ain't got no put a mask on. When I said I went to my hair appointment on Saturday and wore a mask.
If all these reporters, I mean, something's got to give, because, or maybe like distance yourselves like 10 feet away from where you can ask these questions.
They don't mean they weren't like.
I know. I mean, it's like, it's gross. It's gross to think about, like, all the spit flying, and I don't know.
Like, I get it. Like, I get that Travis Kelce probably had, like, a sickness, and I'm sure that
I'm not saying it's an excuse, but yeah.
Right. I mean, we see him play with back spasms in a Super Bowl, so, I mean, you know, I've seen Travis Kelce come out from the ground and go play a football game. Like,
well, and people want to say like he had a bad game. I'm like, you know what? Every single
everybody
had a bad game. Like,
the only person who didn't was Xavier Worthy. So, like, yeah.
And even that, Andy Reid was like, yeah, that was on me for not getting him involved till late in the fourth quarter. I'm like, no shit, you didn't get him involved till like there was 6 minutes left in the game.
Brown, I still ain't rewatched the whole Super Bowl because I don't think I ever will.
I don't
but
think I will.
There were points where Hollywood and Zay were just both wide ass open, but when your offensive line cannot hold the line long enough,
collapses on you,
to get the ball out, he's scrambling and running for his life, and you got two dudes like hey, like flailing their arms in the air to throw me the ball. Anyway, so that was what Brett Veach said today.
And Patrick's on the ground in 2 seconds. So, you know.
That was what Brett Veach said today. That was really good. And I really, you know, it was good to hear from both Brett and Andy. Let's go ahead and kind of get into some more of the news that came out. So, like I said, and you can dive a little bit more into it, Brett Veach did say it. It's so funny. Andy Reid, Brett Veach, Diana Rossini, Ian Rappaport, everybody. All of a sudden today had the report that, yeah, it sounds like Travis Kelce is going to come back for one more year. We've been telling y'all that since week 12. The moment y'all start listening to us, y'all are going to feel a lot better. Travis Kelce and everybody had a terrible game. But let's not act like we don't remember the game he had during the Texans game.
Right.
Like, let's not. So to create all, and I get
two
it.
Games before. Two games it. Before.
Low news day. Y'all ain't got nothing to talk about. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce brought a whole bunch of money to the NFL. Shout out to them. And you're all welcome, 31 NFL teams, because of your cap space going into the 25 season. But to try to, it's almost as bad as the Andy Reid might retire this year. No, he's not. He literally just signed a contract extension. We knew Travis Kelce wasn't going to retire. And for everybody who kept trying to push the narrative, like, y'all are dumb. Now, I will say this. I do think this will be Travis Kelce's last year. I think that he's going to get that farewell tour that he truly deserves.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you know how that goes. Like, remember when Tom Brady was getting ready to retire? Remember when Aaron Donald was getting ready to retire? Yeah. And I can't remember. What's the other one's name who played for the Rams? He's now an anchor for Prime.
Whitworth.
What's his name? Whitworth. Andrew Whitworth. Andrew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andrew Whitworth.
Remember when they were in their last year of getting ready to retire, and every single city they went to, like, everybody gave them love and all of that. If you think that Travis Kelce in year 13 is not going to do that, you're insane. Now, his workload will be a lot less, It's time to pass the torch, and we'll get into that in the offseason.
Yeah.
His workload is going to be a lot less, but if you think that he is not going to play with 110% grit for 22 weeks of football, you got another thing coming.
You know what I think is, like, and people want to take a lot from his New Heights podcast that was like 2 days after the freaking Super Bowl, that it was a heartbreaker. And he was clearly,
yes, I'm mad.
He was clearly mentally and emotionally and physically exhausted. Right. So he does this show with Jason. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, he's just pissed. And rightfully so. Like
nobody else spoke after the Super Bowl. And the only reason why he did is because this New Heights podcast just was sold before the season started.
And it had to, yeah, they had to do it.
You're going to do this show. We just gave y'all multiple millions of dollars.
Yeah. Like, thanks. You guys are going to do the show.
He should have been like,
oh, I genuinely believe, remember when we said no to the radio?
Remember, yeah, when we got on the radio? Oh my Lord, y'all, we gotta update y'all, but finish what you were saying, Lexi.
We were maybe gonna do a radio show after the Super Bowl, and we're like, no, let's not do it. And thank God we didn't do it.
They were like, win or lose, we want y'all to come on Monday at 9 a.m. We were like, I told Lexi, I was like, that sounds like a terrible idea, because even hey, if we win, last time we won, I walked in my house at 6 a.m.
And it's either way, it's not gonna be good.
It ain't gonna be good, because I'm gonna get on there cussing and being belligerent if we win, and then we lost, and I would have had an attitude and be like, I literally do not want to talk.
I actually wouldn't even want to talk. Yeah,
just send us the fine, because
I don't even think I got out of bed till like 11 a.m. or noon on Monday.
I got up anyway. I'll talk to you about that offline. I took NyQuil at like 11 a.m. I know that.
11 a.m. Oh my God.
Yeah. I was like, nope. Nope.
But for Travis, I do think he will come back this season. And I think he's actually going to come back more motivated than ever. Like, I think he's been motivated these last few years, no doubt about it. But I think going out on that kind of a note just doesn't seem right, for one. I think the organization wants to do right by him. I think we build around him for his last year, and you put weapons around him. I mean, we just dealt with so much injury last season that I think it was so fluky that I don't think that's going to happen again this year. I mean, knock on wood, knock on all the wood, that's not going to happen again this year.
I feel like everybody goes through that. Like, at least once a year. Like,
at least, right.
Was like the Ravens. This year was like us and the Lions. I feel like everyone did that.
And it was like amazing.
We've been healthy for like the last like.
Yeah. And it was amazing. We even made it like to the Super Bowl with all those injuries. And we made it to 15 wins with all those injuries. And the offense didn't get to look anything like we thought it would during preseason and training camp last year. And that's why I think it's really important that we sign Hollywood Brown back, and I want to re-sign Juju Smith-Schuster, because I think, we're going to have to deal with, we're going to have to deal with the rushy suspension at some point too, this next season.
I would love him to come back, because Juju was very healthy this year.
Juju was like one of the high points of the Super Bowl.
Season. I feel like Juju this whole entire season was very clutch.
He just works well in our offense, and he works well with Mahomes, and he has really good chemistry with everyone. Like, I think bringing him back, I think Hollywood really wants to come back, and like, actually, I think it was Nate Taylor, who we had on a few weeks ago, who said he was in the locker room afterwards, and he said Xavier and Hollywood just sat there for like maybe hours, I don't know, afterwards, after the Super Bowl, and we're just like talking and like saying how much they really wanted to play together like another season. So I really think real quick.
Travis needs to take a pay cut. Yeah, he's not. No. Actually, if anything, Travis is underpaid, and he should probably actually get
paid. He's been underpaid.
And he's been underpaid definitely like probably at least the last like 5 to 6 years of his career. Now, to know the Chiefs is to know that the way Patrick Mahomes' contract has been set up since he signed it however many years ago, he restructures every single year. He is supposed to take $66 million this year. Do not be surprised if that number drops to about $45-50 and gives us about another $15 to $20 million in our cap, along with, I'm pretty sure, Jawan Taylor is also going to take a restructure this year. And by those two alone taking the restructure, we're probably not bringing Justin Reed back, which is also going to add more money into our cap. And then there's just a lot of other guys who are either on like one to like that 2-3 year deal that have to out this year where we can even gain like a few more like small millions back. So especially if this is Travis Kelce's last year, he's not going to restructure, but I'm actually almost positive he did 2 seasons ago. He restructured 2 seasons ago and we were able to give him more money last year, which is why he's in the last year of his 2-year deal going into this season.
Right. And
restructured 2 years ago. Restructure so we can pay these guys and we'll pay you back later. And that's exactly what he did. So
right. And so my thing is, it's like he's taken a discount for so long that he's earned this money. I don't care if you guys think he's washed this season, like, or whatever. Even for being quote unquote washed, he was still our lead receiver last year. He still almost had 1,000 yards. For him to be washed is like saying a lot. And it's pretty disrespectful at this point, to be honest.
If Rob Gronkowski wants to come back to the Broncos, you know, I don't want to hear a single thing about Travis Kelce because he ain't played football in 2 years. Stop.
And they're the same age. They are the same age.
Uncle Gronk.
Yeah, Uncle Gronk. It's just so for me, I think do right by Travis Kelce. I don't really care if you don't like the $19 million cap hit. I don't care if you guys don't like that. Like, yeah. And listen,
if he does take a cut, it's because he said, I'll take a cut.
Yeah, it's because he would do it.
They're not going to approach him.
Yeah.
They won't approach him. And even if he did take a cut, if you think that that's money's not going to come back in bonus money if they make it to the playoffs, like the money will just be moved around. So the money,
and my thing is like, say what you, and not you, but like say what y'all want about Taylor Swift, but she has brought this team a lot of revenue. And the NFL in general, and she's dating your star tight end. So he's earned that money. He's earned that money twofold, if not. So
we know
it is what it is.
Let's go ahead and transition because I have more things that I want to talk about. Also,
we gotta dive into more.
The Chiefs, they talked about today how they want to bring Trey Smith back, and I think that's very important. Now, I want to tell you this, Chiefs Kingdom, do not be surprised if Trey Smith is not on this roster next year. He is the number one free agent right now in free agency, and there are a lot of
like
teams.
Overall, like not even just from the Chiefs.
No, yeah. 32 teams. 30. Yeah, because we are one of those teams. We need if we lose Trey Smith, we will be in need of a guard. So Trey Smith is at the very top of the market right now. He can go out and get $20+ million a year for any team. And there are actually lots of teams right now that have the money that they can give it to him. For instance, the Bears. For instance, the Patriots, the Commanders. There's lots of teams right now that could give Trey Smith the biggest bag he's ever seen. Now, let's just hope that his best friend relationship with Creed helps out. And that makes him want to stay. But I'm going to tell you this. If it's me, I'm going to get the money. I love y'all. And I got, he got 3 rings.
He has two.
I got 2 rings with y'all. I love y'all. This has been amazing. I'm about to go get paid. And that's just I think every single person that has played for the Chiefs wants to play for the Chiefs, but Trey has never got his payday. Ever.
No.
He can be Andrew Hopkins and go get his payday, play for a team for 2 or 3 years and come back to the Chiefs later. Like,
and you know, Trey was a 6th-round pick, so he hasn't been making near as much as some of the other guys. I will say, from what it sounds like today, and now this could be smoke screens, you have to be careful in this time of year because there's a lot of rumors. There's a lot of words being said that might not.
Like Chris Jones.
Well, and so Veach is famous for like saying things and then the opposite happening. I will say last year he said Chris Jones was a priority and he was, and we got that deal done. But now he's saying Trey Smith is the priority this year. And I am team pay Trey Smith because I think my thoughts are you invest into the O-line, you invest into protecting the best quarterback in the league. And we see what happens when you don't do that. I think Trey Smith is nearly invaluable at his position. He has allowed zero sacks this entire last season, up until maybe the Super Bowl. He allowed one, and that was just bad all around. I don't blame him for that. He has been so crucial to the success of this team and the running game. It's just, he brings so much to this team. I think he's worth it. I think paying him, and then you have Tooney at left guard, who is only through this next season on his contract.
Yeah.
So either he retires, or maybe you send him off elsewhere, and then so Tooney is a lot older than Trey, and I love Joe Tooney to pieces. He's fantastic. But I think if you let him walk next offseason, you have that money invested into Trey. And then they also think Kingsley Suamataia can be the next guard. And I actually, if you watch, there were some snaps we watched of Kingsley against the Broncos in week 18. And the Broncos were playing like they wanted to win. Okay, because they did. They needed to win to get in the playoffs. And Kingsley actually looked good against their pass rush as a guard. So I think
why Kingsley is not being successful is all because of the coaching staff. So if his confidence is shot, blame the coaching staff, because they should never have pulled him out of week two.
No, but I think if he goes in as a guard, that, like, if we lose Tooney next offseason and Kingsley goes in as the guard, I think that might be the position for him, and he could totally build up his confidence back doing that. So,
you know, I got to see it in training camp first before
that. But I'm speaking to what Veach said today in his press and stuff. Is he's like, he spoke to Kingsley as a guard.
They also drafted Juwan Taylor to be the left tackle, and he's playing right. And Wanya Morris is a right tackle, and he's playing left. You know what I mean? So it's like, they definitely throw a whole bunch of smoke screens out there, and I'm just like, I don't know what y'all are doing and the reasons behind what you're doing. Now,
I'm just going off of, like, what's been said, but, like, that's what was said today. It was, like, Kingsley is meant to be maybe a guard, and if he's excelling in that, then sure. But, like, that's where I think you can justify in paying Trey Smith. Maybe you let Tooney walk next offseason, and if Kingsley's showing enough promise, and then you can put him in at guard. I don't know.
Well, we can – okay. And then the very next thing we were going to talk about was Patrick Mahomes' haircut. I think he looks so much better. Shout out to Texas. Kicked yesterday by Houston. We're going to move on from that because I want to talk about something different now. So kind of get into the free agency and one-year deals, because that's kind of what we've already been talking about anyway. And there's a whole bunch of guys who are planning to not be
we
on
have
this
so much
year. Yeah. So I don't know if you got. I actually pulled this list like week 14, and when I sent it to the Chiefs group chat, nobody like paid attention to it, and I was like, "That's fine. Like, I get that we 12-1, and y'all don't want to read this right now. We gonna talk about it.
We have like 30 players that were active in free agency.
Yeah,
you want to read the list?
Yeah, I'll read through it, and I'm gonna read through it very fast because there's a lot.
Yeah, just real quick.
So they're not only a lot of these guys are coming up on like either the end of their like 3-year deal or their 4-year deal or their like rookie season, or Veach brought them in for literally a one-year deal.
Yeah,
a whole bunch of that. So Trey Smith, Nick Bolton, Charles Omenihu, Justin Reed, Hollywood Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, Samaje Perine, Kareem Hunt, Juju Smith-Schuster, Justin Watson, Mike Pinnell, Tershawn Wharton, James Winchester, Matt Araiza, Joshua Uche, which, God bless, give us, we can use that feedback. Carson Wentz, who will not be on this team next year. Derek Nnadi, DJ Humphries, Mecole Hardman, who will also not be on this team next year. Peyton Hendershot, Jody Forreston, who, please get healthy. Nazi Johnson, Jack Cochran, Mike Caliendo, Malik Herring, Keith Taylor, Marlon Tulipalu.
Tulipalu.
Respect to you. So now we will say, like, if you know,
that's
like,
an insane list. That's insane. You just read an insane list of names.
I'm out of breath. I'm about to drink some of my quirk. But if you know, like, that's the way Veach does contracts, though, right? You know that every single team, there's only going to be about 3 or 4 dudes who really have the major contract, and everybody else who is on your team, they're usually rotating that 1, 2, or 3 year deal. Like, that's what you do. That's right. That's how successful NFL teams stay successful. They're not like the Saints and putting themselves in a type of cap hell that is real unrealistic and hard to get out of. That's why the Chiefs are one of the youngest teams in the NFL and not the oldest teams, because we do this thing with rotating guys, which I definitely am not mad if they decide to go out and get Juan Thornhill and bring him back. I would not be mad at that. Come home, Juan. Come home.
And I think we can get Juan on like a pretty good deal.
I know honestly. That he was injured last season, but if I'm playing for the Browns and we're not even going to make the playoffs, why am I rushing back?
I'm going to be injured too.
You've seen the amount of Chiefs players that hurried up and came back, i.e. for this season. So I'm just going to kind of start at the top of that list, because there's some notable names on here that are all free agents. So we just talked about Trey Smith, but like Nick Bolton, I feel like that's a linebacker that needs to be paid to come back. Charles Omenihue, I feel like he is another edge that needs to be paid.
I think
paid
we
to
need him back.
You kind of seen the difference with him the moment he was healthy and on the field.
Oh my gosh.
This season and last season, yeah. Right? Justin Reed is
Can I add to that?
Team. Yeah.
I just want to add to that really quick. I think with Charles Omenihue, he's actually been one that's spoken a few times this offseason on different podcasts and whatnot.
He's very sensitive.
He's sensitive. I mean, most NFL players are, if we're being real. But
they hold it. They got a Bobby that makes them hold
they
it.
They do.
Let's get this win, Mizzou.
But Charles Omenihue, I think he's someone that sounds like he still wants to be here. He sounds like he's on his own revenge tour and he wants to be on the Chiefs to like complete that revenge tour, because
he was not happy.
And I felt so bad. You know, you saw that clip of him on the sideline and just crying, because like he didn't even get to play in last year's Super Bowl because he tore his ACL in the championship game. Mm-hmm. He gets to play in this year's Super Bowl and it obviously goes how it does. It's just horrible. And so I think he's someone that really, I think I could see him wanting to run it back with us and be like, okay. And it's kind of a prove it year for him. He hasn't played a full season in 2 seasons now.
Yeah. He could come back on a contract, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are some teams right now that are struggling at edge right now that would possibly maybe go out and pay someone like him, because they have seen what his production was when he came in. Like,
yeah, he's going to have a market.
What he did almost immediately when he came back, he was a difference maker on, I was about to say the court, God bless, I've been watching basketball, on the field. He's been a difference maker on the field. So, I mean, could Charles go out there and get that payday? It might not be the big payday.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because I don't see Brett Veach giving him more than a 1 year deal.
Yeah. So it's up. I mean, it's up to him, but
I don't see him doing that. Justin Reed, I do not think will be on this team next year, but like I said, would not be mad if they tested the market with our boy from Cleveland, who is currently a free agent as well.
Juan Thornhill.
Juan Thornhill. You guys got a house here already. Just come home. Come on.
Just come back.
And I love that he went. And so that's like kind of what I'm thinking with Trey Smith, right? Went and got his payday, played there 2 years, came back. Like, I can see that. Anyway, moving on. Hollywood Brown. So before this year started, I would say that Hollywood Brown was on a 1 year deal so he could go get his second payday. Now, if you know Hollywood Brown, you know that he just has like, him and his wife are amazing. They have like, they're very smart, educated business
people. Yes, they're
NFL
awesome.
Money is great. But they got so many other adventures going on outside, which remind me so much of like Pat and Brittany with like the amount of additional income that they have coming in.
Right.
And because of that solely.
They're really good investors. If you don't
know. They're amazing investors. Like I want to go stay at one of their properties, honestly.
Yeah.
But that is what makes me think, you know what? Maybe Hollywood would come back on a 1 year deal.
Right.
And they go and get a contract because
I think he really wants to play with this team too. I think he really
think
wants to play with
Xavier worthy or best friends.
I think him and Rushdie, honestly, I think they all are.
I think him and Xavier remind me of Creed and Trey.
Yeah.
They remind me of each other. So
yeah.
Don't be surprised. Like, and I think that like because he has been such a big mentor to Xavier Worthy, and I do think that he's already played in the league with DeAndre Hopkins before, but I think that that chemistry that those three had together and what they learned this year too helps a lot, which you've seen Rashee Rice trying to rush and come back and get healthy, and it just wasn't. DeAndre Hopkins. So I personally was like, he might retire after this year. I think he still wants to play football.
I think he still wants to play football.
And I don't, I'm actually very confused on that, because I don't think he wants to play for another team. I think he wants to play in Kansas City.
I think
if he plays in Kansas City, he knows he has to take a vet deal. Like,
I think
if
it's
you want to be on this roster, we're going to throw you to 1.2 or whatever it is. Like,
he's really in a predicament. Because he's made good money throughout his career.
He got his
payday. But he is on the older side of wide receivers now, and he's not producing like he used to.
Which is like, he could be a six here.
And I think he still really wants that ring. And I feel for him.
I 100% think that if Veach threw him a vet deal, he would take it.
I hope so. And
if he does,
I'd love to run it back with the wide receiver room we had.
If he does, is Juju on this roster?
Yeah, because we're losing Justin Watson.
And we're losing Mecole Hardman, which those are two totally different players. And the only reason why I don't think you can keep both. I don't think you can keep DeAndre Hopkins and Juju. Like, as much as I would love for us to, and maybe we can. Like, if you lose Justin Watson and you lose Mecole Hardman, Jody Forreston ain't coming back because he can't stay healthy. Maybe the practice squad.
Yeah.
Nico's going to be on this roster.
Yeah, Nico has earned his spot. Nico Remigio.
The only reason why we keep both is because Andy and Veach maybe hear about what Rashee's suspension is going to be. And if it's more than four games, you keep both. If it's less than four, you keep one. And that's just kind of where my head is.
That's where I feel like we're going to get, like, everyone wants immediate answers all the time, which I totally understand, but I think you're going to get pretty deep into this offseason with some of these guys that you're not going to have answers right away, and that's okay.
They're going to all be at training camp. They're going to all be on the 90-man roster, that's for sure. We're going to see what happens after that. Kareem Hunt and Samaje Perine, you know.
I'd love to see both or either of them brought back, to be honest.
I would prefer Kareem Hunt over Samaje Perine, and then going out in the draft and getting a receiver and having a fresh receiver who can learn from Isaiah Pacheco.
Are you mean running back?
What'd I say?
Receiver?
Running back. It's a running back heavy class. So, I mean, but I would rather, and Samaje Perine is great. Like, I know he doesn't want to be on a practice squad, and he could probably go on another team right now and maybe get like a little 1 or 2 year deal, see if he passes waivers. If he doesn't, bring him back. So I mean,
that's my thing, is like, I think it'd be really cool to have Isaiah, Samaje, Kareem, and like one more little punch in there.
Well, Carson Steele has to go somewhere. If Carson Steele's not on this team, Carson might make the practice squad this year, right? Or he might get picked up by, like, the Niners or somebody. Who knows? If he's not here, then, and you want to run four, you can run those three plus somebody in the draft.
Yeah. Moore is not a free agent this year. He's on the team.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. He's going into year five.
Kind of on the team. He could be a training camp casualty, so.
Yeah. Sorry, get used to it.
Okay, let's move through this list.
Tershawn Wharton is somebody who I think needs to come back.
He needs to come back. Mike Pinnell, I think I could see him retiring. I don't know if he comes back. Tershawn, I think you bring back. James Winchester as your long snapper, I think you have to bring him back.
Tershawn could maybe go get paid. He had a great season.
I have no idea what his market looks like.
He had a great season. He could definitely go somewhere and be a backup right now and get paid. I hope
what we just say about D-Hop. It's hit or miss on re-signing him.
As long as he doesn't want a big contract, I think he'll come back. As long as he'll take a vet deal, I think he'll be back.
Yeah.
Derek Nnadi.
That's all we can offer.
Derek
Oh, wait. So for our special teams, James Winchester and Matt Ariza, I think you re-sign them both. That's fine. Where I'm at. Long snapper punter. They both were fine. That's fine. Resign them both.
That's like 17.
Yeah. Derek Nnadi.
I can pull that out of my Nnadi,
I was in on last year.
Season, and he was injured in training camp, and he was not 100% healthy going into the season. You kind of seen that a little bit. I would not be mad if he's not here.
Yeah. Honestly, last year I was totally sold on him. I'm like, yes, resign him. And we did. I was like, great. This year, nah, he didn't do much. He didn't do much. I'm sorry. Nnadi boy, I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't see it. Unless it's like a cheap 1 year thing again.
DJ Humphries is somebody who you probably gotta bring back because there's literally nobody else to go get.
I think that's a bigger talking point than we're gonna make it tonight. But I think definitely
bring it next week. It's the off season because
we're gonna have plenty of time to
really dive into the combine. Even though I'm probably going to have to watch all of it on Sunday because my life is in hell this week. But I'm like, okay, I got to watch 6 days worth of the combine in one day. Let's go. But I think DJ Humphries has to come back, but I think you have to go draft at tackle.
And that's the problem is tackle is not deep in this class, and it's going to be very – interesting.
But there's nobody in free agency to go get.
That's easily. The thing is, like, there's only like maybe one or two free agents that would even work as well. So maybe I think
you out there. Why don't we move on the left and I'll go play right?
My theory is, and this is where I'm leaning, just after listening today and just so on and so forth. I think everyone wants a long-term solution at left tackle. Obviously, I want that. You want that. We all want that. I don't know if that's the year. I don't know if this is the year to have that. And it's really unfortunate. But you only have so much to work with. You have the draft to work with. There's not much depth in the draft. You have maybe two good left tackles that are going to go in the first round.
There's a guy on Ohio State that I like a lot. What is his name?
Simmons.
Oh, I like him a lot.
So we like him.
I want everybody from the offensive line and everybody from their defensive line.
He's going to fall to the 20s. And can we trade up? We have no draft capital to trade for him.
So, which is why it's like you can't be surprised. So I'll say this.
Well, that's what I was hinting at is like you're going to end up with probably DJ Humphries.
If you're going to move off a trade, it happens before the draft because you got to get some picks.
But that,
And if you're going to move off of him, it has to happen before that.
I don't know.
The same argument we were having with Chris Jones. If you're going to move off of Chris Jones, you got to do it like we did the Tyreek Hill trade, and you got to do it before the draft and go get all them picks, which is why our 22 class is the way that they are, because Tyreek Hill helped us get all these guys, and then we won all these Super Bowls when he left. Yeah. So, like, if you're going to do it, and granted, you're not going to get, like, a ton for Trey Smith either. Like, you're not going to get a lot like you would get for a Tyreek Hill.
No.
But going into this draft with only 6 picks is miserable. And we could talk about that as we get closer to the draft.
Especially with how many free agents we have. To only have 6 picks is, like, insane.
How do you rebuild your depth, right?
So, the fact that Brett Veach didn't sound insanely in over his head today was nice.
He ain't never worried. He's like,
but like,
he
has his work cut out for him. Like, there are so many holes. I don't even know where to begin. Peyton Hendershot is a tight end. I really hope we bring back. He's actually really underrated.
I know that.
He's really underrated, and I really like him. Well, I really hope you bring him back.
I agree. I think he does have he has a much higher ceiling than what we've seen so far. And with the full offseason with us instead of Dallas, I think that he could really get like what he needs. And I will say, like, Brett Veach did do a lot of things this year that I think are for next year. So, like, Joshua Uche. I think that was a next year thing, not a this year thing.
Like,
there are some players that I was like, I think that's more of a 25 thing and not a 24 thing, because we knew that Veach was throwing picks at everybody and their mama.
Yeah.
To get players like your DeAndre Hopkins and your Hollywood Browns and your whatnot.
But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I have on our free agents. I mean,
yeah. So yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes. Like, we'll see.
There's gonna be so much. There's gonna be so much to get into these next few weeks and few months. Like,
and the thing,
be an ongoing conversation.
Looking at free agency this year is like tough, but next year is worse. So
it literally is, which is insane. So
next year is worse.
Just brace yourselves. That's about all I have to say.
I'm gonna run through some. Clearly, I haven't updated this since the Super Bowl. I'm going to run through some brand sponsors real quick. As I'm, like, choking. Autograph. Shout out to Autograph. Make sure you download the app. Make sure you download the app. Make sure you use promo code Kingdom Queens. We're going into Royal season. We're in the basketball season. March Madness is a couple of days away, and I can't wait. Make sure you log on there and you can see all of the podcasts of your favorite spring teams that are now in effect for you MU fans, UKU fans, UK State fans, you Royals fans, all of you guys who are fans of all of those teams. You can still download this app, use our promo code, and see all of the great things about podcasts and things of that nature that are through the app. You can still earn points. You can still get tickets. I currently am looking up opening day tickets right now for the Royals because they play on the 27th and I'm off on that day. And I'm like, let's go. It might be cold, but I'm going to be out there. And tickets are actually pretty low right now. So I'm like, I might need to snag these very quickly.
And, Autograph has all the tickets you need on their app without the fees and the best deals you'll find. So check them out for all of that.
I'm like, do it. And then we can just go ahead and talk about the combine, and it can be brought to you guys through Underdog Fantasy. So even though your football season is over, and I'm kind of like a God bless versus I'm sad. Y'all are still on there. You're on your Underdog app every day. I literally went on there and took Luca for a double-double because he's playing the Mavs tonight. Like, come on, y'all. Y'all know-
tonight?
Yeah, that's why I was like, all right, Lexi. Yeah. The
Lakers. You told me Mizzou. You didn't tell me about them.
Yeah, right now, Mizzou plays at 8 and the Lakers.
Can I just say, as someone who does not watch the NBA, and I'm like a total casual, I cannot wrap my head around the Mavericks trading Luka to the Lakers.
I don't want to talk about it.
I literally can't wrap my head around it. That's
the
insane
level of depression that I have been going through for the y'all. I watched the Mavs play for the first time since Luka left Sunday.
I don't even think I would watch.
I was like, I'm turning this shit off. I threw my remote. I was so mad. I looked up, they were playing Golden State, and of course, Steph Curry went crazy on them, like 10 threes. I was like, God bless. I can't do this. It was very, very depressing. Anyway, the point is, download the Underdog Fantasy app. Use promo code Kingdom Queens, and you can put all of your sports bets in, especially if you're in Missouri, and you can do collegiate Mizzou.
Especially because it was right just now delayed in Missouri on sports betting, so you can still use this.
My heavens. When I saw that yesterday, I was like, the state of Missouri is very unserious and I'm over them. So you have to, honestly, you have to use the Underdog app because you're not getting sports betting. And I talked to Kristen Holloway today, who's amazing. She's an anchor for Fox 4. She said it's probably looking like Labor Day. Yeah. I was like, what? They originally said March Madness. It's looking like Labor Day for anything to be passed in Missouri. And it might be as they can go until like December
1st. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I hate y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, like I said, I took Luka for a double-double today on Underdog. So you should do that as well because you still got time. So make sure you use our promo code. But let's go ahead and kind of talk about the combine. So we only have 6 picks. You know the rounds off the top of your head?
I don't. Let me look.
It's okay. I got it right here. We have... This is how you could tell that my life is terrible and I've been doing 1,000 things.
It's terrible.
Because I normally know this answer like a lot faster than this. So I'm sorry, y'all. The Chiefs have a 1, a 2, 2 threes, 1 4, and 1 7. Y'all.
It's grim. It's grim. Wait.
Hickey.
Wait. I will say we have 2 in the 3rd round, and one of those is the Titans, which they have the top 66. Pick of the 3rd round.
Yeah. So we're going to go 63. They're only 66.
Yeah. 4 picks. They're only saving grace there.
Bless. Now, but I just want to say that I am team trade out of the 1st round, go back and get more picks. I am team trade back. Trade back. Now, so, go ahead. I'm thinking trade.
I don't disagree, but I think it just depends on what's left. I think it depends what's there at 31. If the value's there and you see it to take like a, I don't know. Because the Eagles have 32, and if I don't want anyone falling to them either, that we would potentially want.
The Eagles make money in the back, so they don't even really count.
I think they want
counterfeit money every year.
Like, if Walter Nolan, who's a defensive line guy, if he's still there at 31, I say take him. If, like, a Luther Burden's there at 31, I say take him. But,
M-I-Z.
But like,
I would just like to say that they are currently up 10 and they are cooking South Carolina, which is they're not ranked.
Oh, nice.
You know who else isn't ranked? KU. Anyway. I'm like, that doesn't matter right now. But no, I am. So, yes, like I 100% if Luther Burden is there at 31, God bless. I know he's a diva, but you got to get him. And I think that he would fit really well in our room. Especially because he can kind of give you that Rashi Rice element. So I would like that's what happens, right?
Yeah.
Say he drops to the 30s, which I doubt, but say he drops to the 30s, we get Luther. You don't bring back D-Hop.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it works for me, right? So that's,
we'll see.
It's like you don't bring back D-Hop. Maybe you put Jody back on the practice squad. Like, there's a lot of things that can happen there. I am also very much team fix this GD offensive line before I slap everybody.
But again, like, there's only two quality.
You can fix that I think you can fix that in the 2nd and 3rd round. Like,
I don't know if you can.
I
don't think they're fixing the left tackle in the 2nd or 3rd round, to be honest, unless you luck out.
Well, that's why you need to go get it in your 1st round. Like, if they're there in the 1st round.
It depends who's there.
Pick 31 or pick 62. So that's why I say, so if it's me, if I'm Brett Veach, which I think I do a very good Brett Veach impersonation, I'm trading out of the 1st round. And so here's my thing, too.
Brett, we haven't done that in a long time.
The guys who are in the 1st, the one thing you got to kind of know about Brett Veach is he knows how to find diamonds in 3, 4, 5, and 6, right? So a lot of our guys who are great guys on this roster come from 3, 4, 5, and 6. I think the bigger issue is going to be, can our coach develop this dude to be who he needs to be? We seen what he did with Kingsley Sumamataia. That did not turn out right. So don't waste your 1st round pick on an offensive tackle or a guard or whatever if you don't have the right guys in the room that's going to help train and develop to get these guys where they are. Now, granted, if they're coming from like an Ohio State or somewhere like that, like someone also said Minnesota, if they're coming from a school like that where you know that they went through very good coaching and they would be able to come here and adapt. We also thought that with Kingsley, though, he came from BYU, and they did not get him ready. And not only did they not give him ready, they gave up on him. We can't afford any more wasted picks like that. So if yes, I fully agree that you got to kind of wait to see like what's there at 31, but if it's worth trading back into the second round and maybe getting another second and maybe another fourth because you only have one, then I'm not mad at that, especially if it's like a
Well, and I think like I really think like from what Veach was saying today, it really sounds like it's going to be a defensive heavy draft. It's going to be
last year was
your D-line, cornerback, safeties, somewhat linebackers. I think that's what it's sounding like. And then running back room as well. So like we said, hopefully adding another running back in there at some point. And then if you have room for an offensive tackle that falls at the right place, and maybe you do that. And Veach, you know, spoke to today. He's like, you know, there has been tackles.
But Veach ain't gonna get his game plan out either.
No, he's not gonna say much. But no, but like what he said was like there has been tackles. There's been other positions that have fallen to like randomly the fourth or fifth round and like randomly become star players. So like you never know for sure until you get these guys in the systems and playing. But
it's all if they do what they did to whoever comes in for the offensive line, what they did to Kingsley, I'm going to lose my shit.
Yeah, we just need a revamp. I mean, there's just so much to do.
Some people need to get let go, and I say that respectfully.
All I know is that I do not envy Veach right now, and I'm tired just thinking about everything he has to do.
He's great. Like, you know, he does all his deals either in the early morning or in the late night hours. So, I mean, he's used to this. He's fine.
Man doesn't sleep,
shaking hands and kissing babies in Indianapolis, but... Here's what I would like to see come out of this draft. I would like for us to go get a tackle. I would like for us to go get I know for sure I want us to get an offensive tackle. I think we need to get a defensive tackle. I think we need to get a running back. I think we need to get a safety. I don't think we need to get a corner. I think our corner depth is good, and they just need to keep being developed. I think you just keep the guys that you have.
I think we could use one more.
I think you can run with the four you got, and they're going to be just fine for one more year. And then if you don't like it next year, that's fine. But the fact that we only have six picks, I would not waste that on a corner. I would definitely go safety. I wouldn't be upset if they even went linebacker with the fact that you might lose Nick Bolton if he goes and gets paid from somewhere else. Like, Drew Tranquil was okay this season, but Drew Tranquil was better this last season. And I think that has a lot to do with just him adding a little bit of weight this year and Veach having him do something – not Veach. Spags having him kind of playing not in his position. He was playing in his position, but – why are you dropping into coverage? Like, what are we doing?
I would love to see Willie Gay back on this team.
He's a free agent too, right? So,
yeah.
I think if you bring Willie Gay back, you know me, go get Willie Gay, go get Juan Thornhill, but can you afford to bring them both back and keep like, I think it is very important that we keep Nick Bolton on this team. And I know a lot of people do not want to hear that, but I think Nick Bolton is more important than Juju. I think he's more important than D-Hop.
He also costs a lot more.
He also what?
He'll cost a lot more.
Oh, yeah, but he's also your green dot.
I'm for re-signing him, too. I think
our linebacker depth is more of an issue this year than our receiver depth. I think linebackers and safeties are our biggest issue this year. And I know that the corners went through a little bit of hell, but Jalen Watson is healthy now. You don't got to worry about him not being there. And that was our biggest issue.
I think I just worry about the depth, because if you do have an injury, we saw what happened and it just wasn't great depth. So
where?
In the defensive back room.
Absolutely. Which is why you need,
I will say,
but if you don't pay Nick Bolton and you don't bring back, if you don't pay Nick Bolton, are you bringing back Tershawn Wharton? Which is why you gotta.
Should.
Something just fell in my house. It's fine. I'm like, I'm the only one here.
Okay, I just want to touch on the one other position I don't think you said was, I think you said defensive tackle. I think defensive edge is also really.
Oh, I agree.
Deep in this draft, so I'd really, we don't have, if it maybe if we re-sign Charles Menehue, sure. And then we have George. That's about it.
Or like, why don't you freaking let Josh Uche do what he's supposed to do? Like, why draft somebody when you have him in the chamber?
Yeah. So
you have that guy that can be that dude in the chamber already. You have him already.
Like, I'm seriously like,
you don't have to go get him. You already have him. Like, you want a speed edge rusher. Don't go and get just a regular dude. Like, unless he can do what Josh Uche can do today, I don't want to see him. Like, go get a safety. Like, don't even waste your time. And I don't think, again, on the offense, I think you go out and you get a tackle. I don't think you get a guard, because if they have confidence in Kingsley, then I got confidence too. Like, if they think that he can adjust and move over to that role and play that role, then hey, sign me up for it. I'm down for that.
I'm still more sold on extending Trey, letting Joe play out his contract, and then putting Kingsley in Joe's spot. That's what I'm kind of sold on right now.
Which is fine, but he's not going to play it next year with Tooney out there unless Tooney gets hurt.
No, it would be another year. It'd be another season.
But then, I'm not against that, but then because you might lose him and Travis in the same year.
Yeah. No matter what, these next few off seasons are going to be insane. So
I just need Rashee Rice's suspension to happen next season while we still have some of these last guys left.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking up something like super quick while we're talking about it. But in the first round, I would not be upset if we went defense. I wouldn't be upset if we went tackle, edge, or offensive, defensive tackle, or edge.
Or line, yeah.
And I'm okay if we – I think that because this is a running back heavy class as well, I think that they need to maybe go get somebody in the fourth round or go get somebody in the third round because you have – I'm not mad if you get a back in the third round this draft.
It's so insane to me that we only have six picks. Like, that is
I feel like we're poor.
I'm tired just talking about it. Like, I can't even imagine having to like put this together. Oh, Brett Veach, what have you done?
Hey, I would tell you this. I'm not mad at what he did.
I'm not either. Like,
a Super Bowl. And did we get to the Super
Bowl? No, I mean, listen, yes, I say that. Like,
if they would have won, I'd have been like, because you heard me yelling, F those picks for Chris Jones, right? I was like, F the picks. Do whatever you got to do to keep CJ. F all of them picks. And now I'm sitting here like, we got six picks. Like, I'm reaping what I said. You want to know something funny?
Reaping what you sowed. What?
We only have six picks next year, too.
Why'd you have to? Why?
Sorry, I'm Googling right now. So
I don't want to know that. I'll stress about that next year, okay?
I mean, but that just kind of tells you that I think that adds pressure to Veach really have to hit it in this draft.
Sure does.
I think that don't be surprised if you see a whole bunch of UDFAs coming through this year.
We have to.
Don't be surprised if you see a whole bunch of them coming through this year.
We're gonna have 40 UDFAs coming in next
the
year.
Amount of free agents we have, picks we have, at this point I'm about to go apply to be I'd rather hit somebody. I'm gonna go,
you'll be a linebacker, just maul people.
No, I think I'd rather be like a
no.
I fully think I can do what Justin Reed does.
There you go.
That was shade. It was shade.
Shade.
I fully think I can do it. So
I forgot what I was gonna say. Dang it.
I don't know, but I have not eaten food today, so And my
nose say something. Oh, just last thought. Veach hit in 21 and 22. Those were his like best two drafts, right?
Absolutely. He cooked.
23-24, meh. Well,
I still hate that FAU at one, but it's okay. I get it. He's the hometown kid.
I know.
And somebody said like Dave and Neil, like I love, so I'm gonna tell y'all this KU fan.
Devin Neil.
What I call him. David. That's my daddy's friend. Long story, I'll tell you offline. Devin Neal, I fully get the like hype from KU fans because I did watch him play against Colorado.
Very and
he
fully
cooked them. He cooked
them. Yeah.
Very but good. I'm real big on does it translate to the NFL?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, that's any position, really. But
right. But I just feel like he's a little too small and I could be very wrong. And I know KU fan. I'm a Mizzou fan, so I don't care if y'all hate me. I'm just like you know me. I've been telling all the KU fans, like, give me his comp comparison. And everybody's saying Alvin Kamara. So I don't know if that's because they got their blue glasses on.
I also heard Josh Jacobs, I think. No, that was someone else.
I heard Alvin Kamara, AK. And he's a dog. So if that's really his comp, then that's fine. Like, bring him on today. But I also am not on board for Luther Burden and David Neal. Come on, guys. We can't be homers that bad. Like,
right.
I will say we do always get BYU guys. To be fair.
That we do.
We do always get BYU guys. So.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I think Veach is due for a good draft. So,
you know.
Anyway.
Because I hope he's not like, I got to nail it.
I think
this offseason, they are going to hype up, let's do it one more year to all these guys.
Yeah, especially with Travis coming back and whatnot.
I need one more year from all of y'all.
Yeah.
So if I mess up on two or three picks in the draft, we can still be okay. And he might be able to get a lot. I think he might be able to get a lot of guys back. So, like, we shouldn't be surprised if we see a few, like, 1 or 2 year deals come through.
Oh, it's
2 or 3 year deals.
Absolutely will be.
Because everybody knows Patrick.
We'll deal with that later. Yeah.
I think if Andy was, like, in a slump or sleep, I think he's out of it now because of all of the everything that came.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But no, for me in the draft, I mean, in the combine, like, I definitely am most excited to watch, like, I'm most excited to watch for sure, like defense on Friday. I believe that's Friday and Sunday.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to the breakdown of the days yet. I just know the receivers and the tight ends are Saturday.
Yeah.
And the offense should be Thursday. Isn't that how it goes? I haven't looked at it. I've been busy.
But I know tomorrow's like special teams.
Yeah. I'm I have it in my phone. I'm just not.
I know, I have it here somewhere. Give me like 2 seconds.
But I'm excited to really watch like the offensive line work. Like, I want to see, like, I can't wait to watch how like all the drills that they want run, like how they're coming off of their block, what they're looking at, what their 40 time is. Like, their 40 time and that, you know how they have their 40 time and then they have like the first like 10 yards of like whatever that is. I'm ready to watch that because
what
does this look like you next to Joe Tooney is going to be very important. So I'm going to be watching technique because you got to have technique if you're going to be on this team. You have to have an elite level of technique before you come here, because I do not trust our coaching to get them right, because they couldn't do it with Kingsley. So they need to be NFL ready when they get drafted, whoever it is that's going to come on this team. And I'm excited to watch the running backs too. I cannot wait to watch the running backs because this is a great running back class. And I feel like we can't really mess up.
Yes.
Like, I feel like whoever we get at running back, I don't think we mess up that. So I'm excited to watch. And
yeah,
I really still hope that we just trade out of the first round and get some more picks. But yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm excited to watch some of the combine And I'm not going to be able to see all of it, unfortunately, but.
Yeah, it's a fun time. And we just get to see the potential of what's coming in and who you think could be a good fit on your team and all that good stuff. So I'm excited. Do we want to just close real quick?
Yeah, please. We love y'all, though. I know it's been 2 weeks and y'all haven't seen us, and we are very happy to be back. Shout out to Boulevard Brewery.
I mean, yeah.
My can is actually empty. Listen.
I made it like, yeah, I don't know. This is really, it's really delicious. I have this raspberry lemon drop quirktail, which is delicious, but it's really sour. So I'm struggling with that. Oh,
you probably should have poured it over some ice.
Mm-hmm.
A little vodka in it. I'm drinking a quirk hard tea lemonade.
It makes me like purse my lips every time.
Your cheeks pucker. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Boulevard Brewery. God bless.
Brewery.
Oh, we love them. They supplied all the goodies for our Super Bowl party.
Yes, and we thank them for that so much. They're awesome.
Yeah, they gave us a big bottle of Tom's Tom. Shout out to Tom's Tom. I should reach out to them too. But yeah, it was a great time.
And they gave us like packs of
a lot of things. Go look at our Twitter account and our Instagram account to see how much stuff they gave us, because that was wildly insane, and we're still trying to get through it now. So
yeah, we have not even.
But shout out to Boulevard. Again, wait, am I missing anybody? No, I think that's it. So make sure y'all. Oh, if you're on our YouTube channel right now, please go hit the like button. We haven't had a show in 2 weeks, so we kind of need extra love and extra comments right now, y'all. We got to make sure the people ain't mad at us. But I hope that you guys watch the combine all weekend. Tell us, like, who you thought was fantastic and not. Like, Xavier Worthy shocked everybody last year by running the fastest 40 time. And even though we knew he was super fast, I don't think people expected him to do what he did. And for y'all letting us get him, thank you. But I know that there's going to be a guy like that in this combine. That's going
to
that is like, what? Like, so send us all the videos, because we might not see everything, but we want to see everything. Like, send us the videos. Tell us who you think is great and what position. Tell us what schools you think, like, surprised y'all. Like, I kind of have an idea of who I am excited to see and who's going to be great this draft, but let us know your thoughts too, because it's going to be really great.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting draft. Interesting offseason.
I don't even know where the draft is this year. That should
tell you. It's in Green Bay.
Yuck. Why?
Packers.
Because I want to be cold? Like.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, that's all I got. So please make sure we will be back next Tuesday. Make sure that you are here, and go like, follow, and subscribe.
I think, yeah, next Tuesday we'll just dive into the combine pretty much.
Yeah, I can't wait to like recap all the guys who had like a stellar performance and then be free and talk about who I want on my team. Because we have a few holes this year. We got more holes this year than we did last year. So
sure.
Last year, our hole was wide receiver, and Beach fixed that overnight. This year, it's you got a few different holes that you got to figure out how to navigate with only 6 picks into the hole. So I can't wait to, like, watch these guys and see who I think is going to be, like, the most impactful. I will say I love seeing the Chiefs players talk about who they are excited to watch about in this draft, guys who they went to school with and things of that nature. So,
Xavier Worthy's watching Jade Barron.
Yeah, so. Of course. Another Texas boy. Of course he is. So,
listen, I wouldn't be mad at it. We'll see.
Bring whoever you want to. Exactly. Like, not mad at it, never mad at it. But yeah.
Go recruit.
Thank y'all. Again, make sure to like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Instagram, Twitter. Follow both of our handles. All of those good things. They're all there, and it's the off season.
That's it. Let's go, Chiefs.
I'm actually very glad that it's the off season. I feel like football season is always very long because we play till February and then you got the parade if you win. And it's like everlasting. But I'm excited to jump into we met you too, Erica. I am excited to kind of jump into the off season, talk about the Chiefs and
me too.
Kind of just talk about other things that are happening around the NFL, like the Myles Garrett saga.
There's gonna be that's what's exciting is there's gonna be so many storylines in these next few months.
Myles and Aaron Rodgers. It's already Matthew Stafford.
Oh my god,
it's already
starting.
So I mean, we definitely got things to talk to y'all about all off season.
So we will, we'll be diving into that all off season. So.
Until we take our break in like July and June, like we always do.
End of June, mid-July, yeah. Before training camp. And then
we're going to take
some weeks. Kick off season 4.
Yeah.
Kingdom Queens.
Stay away. So. All right. Y'all have a good night. Again, like, follow, subscribe, share. If you're on Twitter, retweet this. Retweet. We got to get our numbers up because our people, we took a break. So, all right. Y'all have some good dinner.
Love y'all.
WNBA around the corner. You know I'm excited. So,
hey, and Casey Current, too.
Yeah. Hey. Shout out to Diana Taurasi, who retired today. 21 seasons. What a freaking
that's
dog.
Insane. Yeah. That's insane.
Travis Kelce can play 21 seasons. I think I should tweet
that. Can you? Okay, real quick. This would be Travis's 13th season. Mm-hmm. That would be another 7. That's insane.
I would be fine with that. Stadium in Kansas at the
whatever he wants to do, I support.
Yeah, like I'm fine with that. Like, yeah, Chiefs take my money. As long as Patrick's here, why Travis got to retire? If Patrick gonna be here for 10 more years, Travis can be here for 10 more years. I feel like they could give him like an AI part to his body somewhere to fix it into where he can play another couple of years with us. So yeah. I'm not mad about it.
And we know Chris Jones would love that. So
exactly.
Chris Jones just tweeted out today that he wants to run it back, and I'm pretty sure it was with Travis Kelce. So anyway.
Y'all owe us a ring. Patrick was like, I just feel so bad because I said we was going to get one and then we didn't. And we're like, yeah. Yeah. Actually, no. Yeah, we are mad. Thank you. So, yeah. Oh, my God. We got to go get dinner. And
all right.
I feel like Mizzou is about to be at halftime. They're up right now, 43-26.
We went way over time. All right. We love y'all. See y'all next week. Bye.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.